Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and Lifestyles Weight Management Specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host, Kim McPherson, along with Dr. Wes Ward. And today we're going to talk about weight loss after 40. So this is something that affects me, it affects Dr. Ward, and it affects many of you out there that listen. So if you're over 40, you may have noticed that it's a lot easier to gain weight and also a lot harder to lose it. Especially a lot harder than it used to be. So, you know, changes in activity level, eating habits, and hormones, and how your body stores fat can all play roles in weight loss and weight gain. But there are a few simple steps that will help you slim down.
That's right, Kim. So we're going to jump right in here today with some of those steps. But before we do that, I do want to mention, if you are having some issues with problems losing weight, you know, Kim mentioned that hormones play a role in that, and they play a role in that, especially after the age of 40. And so if you're not getting routine well exams with your primary care provider, I really want to put in a plug for them and say, if you've not had your well exam this year, go get that done. And just say, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. Can we check my thyroid? Are there other things we need to check? They're going to know what to do. They're the provider. But you might find having a little lab work done with a routine well exam could be really helpful because there might be other things going on. But in terms of some tips to kind of help you in terms of maybe making weight loss a little bit easier after 40, we're going to start out with eating our fruits and veggies, right? You know, we were all told this as a kid, eat your fruits and veggies. Well, it's still true. So fill half your plate with them at every meal. Produce tends to have more nutrients and less fat and calories than meat, dairy products. And it may be helpful in helping you feel more satisfied, even if you're eating less. Fresh fruits like apples and berries are also great in place of high fat or high sugar snacks. You know, a lot of times people for like a dessert, if they're wanting something sweet, will eat fruit. And it's a great to incorporate a little extra fruit. I also recommend breakfast as another great time to incorporate well. Speaking of breakfast, that is the next tip. Don't skip breakfast. Most experts recommend a healthy morning breakfast, something like whole wheat toast, again with some fruit, can help curb mid-morning hunger that often leads us to grab something unhealthy on the go or to not have a mid-morning snack and overeat at lunch. Small meals or snacks every few hours help keep our appetite in check all day long. Also, make sure that you're incorporating extra protein into your breakfast. And if you've been listening to our podcast, you've heard Kim and I talk about this before, about the importance of fiber and protein, especially at breakfast. It will help you stay more full throughout the day. So again, it's another great place to not only add in some fruit, but also add in some protein and fiber. Next tip is to eat less at night. if you get most of your calories in before 3 p.m., meaning I get the bulk of my calories in before 3 p.m., you'll find that weight loss is a little bit easier than if you're having a big meal in the evening. Now, the most important thing is still what you eat, not when. However, the timing of meals do play a factor, just not as big a factor in terms of maybe versus what I eat, right? So try to let supper or dinner, whatever you call it, be maybe the smaller meal of the day. Certainly don't make it the largest meal of the day. You want to get most of those calories in before 3 p.m.
And I truly agree with you on that one. And I notice it just not even thinking about it from a weight loss perspective. But when you eat a heavy meal at night, I feel more miserable. And I'm usually, you don't feel that great the next morning either, especially if you eat a heavy meal. Even if it's a healthy meal, if it's a lot of food or if you fill up, sometimes you feel kind of rough the next day because you ate too much or you ate this real heavy meal. So I think that's an excellent tip. I like that tip. So going into the next one, which kind of plays on that, is to pay attention. And I struggle with this. You know, when you're busy with work, when you've got kids, you've got life in general, when you're in a hurry, your time is limited, you're rushed, you can be tempted to grab food on the go or try to work through your meal, multitask through your meal, but you're more likely to overeat and be hungry again soon, especially if you're not focusing on the food that you're eating, the quality of that food, and you're not paying attention, and you'll get distracted and just kind of, I do it. I've shoveled food in, not paying attention how much I'm shoveling. A good example of that is I'll be at a restaurant, and I'll use a Mexican restaurant, and we're sitting there, and I'm meeting a friend for dinner, or it's me and Chad, or whoever, and they put chips and salsa down. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to eat a few. I get to talking. I get distracted, and I'm not paying attention. And before you know it, we've eaten a basket of chips without even paying attention to what we're doing. So it's really important that you are focused on your day, but also focused on what you're eating. So sit down for meals and tune into what's on your plate, what's in front of you, and not what's on the television screen or the computer screen. If you're going to meet someone for dinner, Mexican restaurant may not be your best option when they bring you free chips and salsa and they'll just keep bringing it. Be thinking about that. Are you going to have a long conversation? Make sure there's no appetizers or things served ahead of time. So you might think about that when you're planning that eating out meal. This helps your brain recognize when you've had enough food. This is a practice of called mindful eating, instead of distracted eating, which is something we all do from time to time. Another great tip is to lay off the soda, sugar sweetened drinks, coffees, teas, soft drinks, energy drinks. Try to focus on water or other zero calorie beverages. The drinks with sugar have more calories, and it can make you gain weight and it can increase your risk for diabetes. And if you think about it, it's kind of, we call it empty calories, because you could sit there and have, you know, 3 or 4 Cokes in a day and not realize it, and you've consumed over 600 calories before you know it. And that doesn't count any meals that you've had. So that's why it's important to try to really focus on, you need to get your water in. Dr. Ward's talked about getting your water in, how important that is. So if you need to have a drink, if it's something where, you know, you want to have a, you know, some indulgence and have a cheat meal or something like that, that's fine. Or maybe have one a day to limit your calories or save them for cheat meals. But try to focus when you're trying to focus on eating healthy and following your calorie plan, make sure that you're focusing on getting that water in and drinking zero calorie drinks. So the next one, and I know many people struggle with this, make time for exercise. I know it's hard to do. You're tired. You don't have any energy. You're busy. You're stressed. Life is hectic. Your schedule's hectic, all that stuff. But exercising helps with that. Especially, you know, especially if you're someone who has a desk job, you have a lot of family activities. Many of us, you know, say, you know, we don't have time to work out, but it's important. It's something we have to do. And it helps with our overall health, like I said, with our stress and anxiety and things like that nature. So definitely, you know, try to do 2.5 hours of physical activity every week. And some examples are, you know, just walking, going for a walk outside. Here in our state, you know, the weather's getting a little nicer, so it's not, you won't get hot and sweaty walking outside. Or do a walk at home video on YouTube of work out in the yard. The leaves are starting to turn. There may be some leaves that need to be raked, or maybe you want to, you know, spruce up your flower beds for fall or for the holidays. But an important part of that is to schedule your time to do that. You know, you schedule time for your doctor's appointments. You know what time you have to be at work. You know what time you get off. You know what time you're going to lunch. You know what time the kiddos have a ball game or an activity. You know what time you have to go to the doctor. Schedule that time and make it a part of your schedule. This will help you create that habit to where it's kind of automatic. Take your if you're going to the gym or you're going to exercise outside, take your workout clothes with you to work so that you can change before you walk out that door. That just helps really get you ready for that, and you're less likely to stray from that activity if it's on your schedule and you've planned appropriately. Another one that ties into that is to focus on building muscle. Once you're over 40, especially women after menopause, it becomes harder to build muscle. And muscle burns more calories than fat. But sometimes, you know, it's harder after menopause to lose weight, and it can slow down your metabolism, which makes your body more stubborn to dropping those pounds. So focusing on strength training will help you burn more calories. So some things you can do, and we've talked about this in previous podcast, is body weight exercises, push-ups, squats, keep a set of hand weights at home, do some dumbbell crunches or hammer curls, things like that. If you go to a gym, there is all kinds of strength training exercises. They have machines, they have free weights, but there's plenty of things you can do. And this is something that we do offer as part of our service at A Way to Lose, is we offer you a workout plan. And one of those workout plans that we can provide for you is a strength training one. And it comes with videos to teach you the proper form and technique. So muscle is important, and it will, not only will that benefit you now, to benefit you later in life. The older we get, having that strength and that muscle is so crucial to help you with balance and coordination and stability, especially later in life.
That's so true, Kim. You know, backing up about exercise, is make sure you find something that you enjoy doing, because it's going to make that exercise easier to do. It's going to make you want to do it, right? Because I'm excited about it. I'm interested in it. You know, maybe it's playing racquetball twice a week with a friend, or tennis, or mountain biking. Something that just gets you excited, that you look forward to, something you enjoy doing is so important in terms of your exercise program and making it easier to adhere to it. So the next tip is to get good sleep. And hopefully one of the things you're seeing as we're talking about some of these things is not all of these are exercise and food related, right? So often we think, oh, well, every tip for losing weight has to be about doing 70 more push-ups or eating 5,000 less calories or whatever. But there are a lot of other things that affect your metabolic rate, that affect how easy or how hard it is to lose weight. Your muscle mass, like Kim just talked about, is a big component in how efficiently you burn calories. But also sleep makes a big difference. And there are all kinds of things that mess up our sleep after we turn 40. Health problems, stress, medications. Sometimes women going through menopause have hot flashes at night, and that makes it difficult to sleep. But people who don't get good quality sleep are more likely to gain weight. And if you skimp on sleep because you're busy or stressed, try to change those habits. Try to create a more relaxing, peaceful, regular sleep routine. And I'm going to tell you, when you're working on that, go ahead and put the iPad and the phone and all that away, because those are going to distract you. That blue light from those devices interfere with melatonin levels, and they're not conducive to sleep. And melatonin is that hormone that helps us get good sleep. So create a good bedtime routine that promotes sleep. The last tip for today is have good support. You know, many people, when it comes to weight loss, and we've seen this a lot with some of our clients, is they think of weight loss as something that they're going at alone. And so you look at their family and they're overweight and their husband's overweight and maybe their kids are overweight, but they're the only one trying to lose weight. Well, we tell them all the time that needs to be a whole family involved kind of thing. No, you're not necessarily going to put the whole family through our program, right? Because it's individualized. It's for you. But creating healthy lifestyle for the entire family is important, so that if you're needing to lose some weight, then we can't keep candy bars in the house, right? Or at least put those, not a huge temptation, but make it about the whole family being healthier. Even if the rest of your family doesn't necessarily need to lose weight, all of us benefit from a healthier lifestyle, right? But having support is really important. So your family being involved in that is an important part of your support group. Having a friend that you work out with might be another important part of your support group, because they're going to give you that accountability to say, oh, no, we're not skipping out today. Get your fanny up. We're going walking. Nope. I know you're tired, but no, we're doing our jog today. We're going to jog one lap. They can help keep you motivated. And then maybe, you know, other support groups, things like that. But those things are all important in terms of keeping you motivated and on track with your weight loss, so that they can help you be accountable and really be a cheerleader for you as you're making progress throughout your weight loss journey. So last thing before we wrap things up here, I do want to remind you that if you're out there listening and you say, you know what, that's great, I'm over 40, I fit into this category, right? It's harder to lose weight. It's easier to gain it. And so these tips are great, but my gosh, where do I start? Where do I begin? Because I feel completely lost. We have a tool just for you, and it's our free weight loss success guide. Hours and hours of work went into packing this guide with awesome tips and good resources to help you kickstart your weight loss journey, and it's free. We're giving it away. We're not asking you to pay for it, because we know how important it is that you start off on the right foot. And so we've designed this guide just for you. It is our free gift to you, our free weight loss success guide. You can download it directly from our website at www.awaytolose.net. There's a link in the middle of the homepage. Just click on that link and it takes you to download the guide. Go get that today. It's free. It's awesome. It's great. It's really going to help you. You have no reason not to. So go download that today.
Thank you all for joining us for this episode of our podcast. We hope you gained valuable information to help you along your weight loss journey, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is A-W-E-I-G-H-T-O-L-O-S-E.net.
And don't forget to also download your free weight loss success guide today.